Details on a national sporting goods store coming to Oklahoma City. Hiring is reportedly underway for the National Weather Service, and a tribe is taking precautions to prevent West Nile virus. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, August 12th. I'm Deborah Shar. The Oklahoma City Council approved an $8 million economic development agreement with a national sports retailer today. KGOU's Hannah France has more on the projected economic impact.
The council voted 8-1 to approve a maximum of $8 million over 10 years to support the development of a Scheels sporting goods store in Oklahoma City. The agreement falls under the retail incentive policy adopted in 2008, which seeks to increase the city's sales tax base. Scheels Director of Operations Trevor Klein gave a presentation to the council on the potential economic impact of opening a location in Oklahoma City.
Besides all the sales tax that will be created, from a jobs perspective, 200 plus full-time jobs that today average over 55,000. I'm sure that will be higher in 2028.
The approval follows the opening of a Scheels location in Tulsa last year. Klein describes the store as being more than a big box retailer. Locations also include entertainment attractions like aquariums and Ferris wheels, arcade games, and restaurants. I'm Hannah France.
Elected officials and community members gathered at the state fairgrounds in Oklahoma City to say goodbye to an iconic structure this morning. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports.
3, 2, 1, fire.
That was the sound of the Jim Norick Arena's roof coming down in a controlled implosion. That audio courtesy of KOKH-TV. The implosion happened just after 7:30 this morning, leaving behind a plume of dust and smoke. For six decades, the facility hosted countless concerts, sports, and special events. All that remains now are the outer walls of the structure. Oklahoma City officials say crews will remove the walls in the near future. The city says they plan to have the area cleared by the start of the state fair on September 11th. I'm Nick Daniels.
Reports say the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will hire 450 meteorologists and radar technicians. Some of those personnel could be headed to Oklahoma. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele has more.
The news comes after DOGE directives led to layoffs at the National Weather Center in Norman earlier this year. Several also took early retirement options to satisfy the workforce reduction requirements. CNN first reported the agency was exempt from a hiring freeze last week. A spokesperson for NOAA declined to confirm the reports. Meteorologists and scientists told State Impact the DOGE layoffs and proposed funding cuts would likely impact the accuracy of forecasting. It's unclear if or when the Weather Service offices in Norman and Tulsa could get new hires. The offices list a few vacant operational positions that could fall under the hiring program. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
The Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma is working with the CDC and the State Department of Health to expand mosquito surveillance across its reservation. This comes after mosquitoes in Bryan, LeFlore, and Cole counties tested positive for West Nile virus. Health officials say no human cases have been confirmed within the Choctaw Nation, but residents are urged to take precautions. Experts recommend draining standing water, wearing long sleeves, avoiding outdoor activity at dawn and dusk, and using repellent. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.